If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, we are the only live, local, consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton with you, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, on the HRMP listener line, on the text line, on Twitter, at PCreighton1, at HarrisonTheProd, at ESPN 97.5. We were just talking about that SC Texas game. I'll tell you what, we're going to talk some NFL betting lines with John Campbell of Oddshark.com. He's going to give us his best bets and best plays for this week, coming up bottom of the hour, 8:30. So if you've also been bitten by the online betting bug, John Campbell, Oddshark.com, 8:30. So I understand, like, I just did my first online bet on Monday night for the football game. I'm doing another one here for Triple G and Canelo. Then we'll see, how I do with those bets and how much money is left in the account. Because, like, my thing is, I put $50 in the account. How far can I roll this $50? You know, when I went to Vegas, the first time I've ever been to Vegas, I went to Vegas to cover the Stanley Cup. I went to the craps table with $40. And by the time my 2 days there were over, I won like 200 and I think it was like $217. I was up more, but then I lost it. And then I got it back. So I wanted to get, like $217. That allowed me to buy myself a hat, bought my son a hat, bought, both the girls' shirts, brought back a puck for Craig. So I was able to buy a bunch of stuff at the Stanley Cup Finals, based on money that I won. So it was like free money. But my thing was, I've got $40, and that's what I'm going to play with. Now, I know that I'm a super cheapskate when it comes to that, partly because I don't have a whole lot of experience with gambling and betting. I'd never been to Vegas. I'd never really done this stuff before. So now it's like, oh, well, I'm going to go back to Vegas. So I'm going to bring more money, and hopefully I won't lose. And so with the whole thing online betting, I was like, okay, I put $50 in my account. Let's see how far I can roll with it. I don't want to be, one of these guys who's taking out like $500, $1,000 every week, dumping it in the account, because that's insanity. Like I said, unless you're like a professional gambler, like, I don't know what Fred's gambling habits are. Okay, but Fred makes plenty of money. If he wants to do that, he's certainly capable of doing that, and he is way more experienced at betting than I am. So if he wants to drop in, go betting, Fred's been on the World Series of Poker Tour. So if he wants to go play poker, I'm just going to watch Fred. Maybe I'll learn something. But I'm new to the online betting, but it has bit me a little bit. So I'm playing it. I'm just trying to play it at my speed. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you're new to it, play it at your speed. It can be fun as long as you're not blowing your mortgage money, betting on sports. Make sure it's money that you can afford to play with. $50? Like, okay, I can afford to play with $50. That's not too much money. Now my son will be like, Dad, that's like a video game. Why are you wasting that money? You could be buying me a video game. But I decided I would take this $50 aside. Say, all right, let's play around with this. So I'm having fun learning about it and all this type of stuff. We'll get into, you know, with the Texans and stuff before. Dre had asked if Dak was allowed to check out on plays. And I said, well, you know, everybody has at least two plays when they go to the line. You know, even, you know, in the Kubiak days, there would always be two plays. Now, you weren't allowed to go to something that wasn't one of those two plays. You know, Schaub had a choice to go play A or play B, but he couldn't then call his own audible to go to, like, play X. So, Breadhead said that, you know, Dak has checked the play before and checked out of a play, but that he's not doing it enough. And part of that problem is he's not recognizing the defense and what to go to. And part of that problem is Scott Linehan is an awful offensive coordinator. He's bloody awful. You know, and I know sometimes it comes off like I'm cowboy bashing. And don't get me wrong, I love cowboy bashing. Love it. But in fairness, I have given the Cowboys credit when they deserve it. Their offense doesn't deserve any credit. Their offense is trash. Their defense wasn't bad. Their defense played better than expected. But the offense is awful. They don't know what the hell they're doing. And as long as Jerry Jones is going to, you know, well, Jason Garrett's my guy. And as long as Jason Garrett's going to go, well, Scott Linehan's my guy, you as a Cowboy fan are screwed. Because he sucks. He sucks. He's also the reason why Dez isn't a Cowboy. Understand that. The Cowboys didn't choose to get rid of Dez because he's slowing down, because he's not good anymore. It wasn't even because of the money. Because if it was about the money, they could have offered him, hey, can you give us a pay cut? Can you take a little bit of less? We'll give you less on the salary. We'll give you some incentives. If you hit the numbers, we'll get you your money back, etc. No, it was he's got to go. Why? Because he doesn't get along with Linehan. Because Linehan wants to be the bully in the film room, and Dez won't take his crap. Linehan wants to call everybody out in the film room, and then Dez called Linehan out and said, you know what, you're the one who called this dumbass play. When we keep telling you all game long, this doesn't work, this does work, do this, you won't do it. Why won't you do it? We're out there. We see what's going on. Why do you refuse to listen to us? And that's why Dez and Linehan have a lousy relationship. You know, don't question Dez's heart. Dez wants to win. But you know Dez is an emotional player who wears his heart on his sleeve. And if you're ticking him off, he's not going to ask you if you like, you know, red, purple, or blue flowers. He's going to tell you you're pissing him off. And their replacement plan for Dez Bryant was, oh yeah, they didn't have one. By the way, what's their replacement plan for Jason Witten? Oh, they didn't have one of those either, huh? That's planning ahead, by the way. That is planning ahead. The Cowboys did to their offensive receivers what the Texans did to their offensive line. They made a decision based on emotion without having a logical follow-up to it. You know, you don't want Dwayne Brown because you don't like he put a fist in the air. Okay, it's Bob McNair's team. He's going to run how he sees fit. If he doesn't like guys who have different political agendas, it's his team. Right or wrong, it's still his team. If he didn't want to pay him because, you know, Dwayne, you know, you're 30, you're 31 years old, whatever, and I don't want to give you another long-term deal. Okay. You have that right to say, I want to move on from the other player. Here's the thing. If you actually give a damn about winning, then there's got to be a follow-up plan. There's got to be a succession plan that says, you know what, we're going to get rid of Dwayne Brown because we have this guy behind him that we think is really good and is going to be the next tackle for the next 5-6 years, or at least for the next 2-3 years, and then we're going to draft a tackle. No, they didn't have any freaking plan at all. And that's exactly what the Cowboys did. Jason Witten retired. I mean, you had to know at his age, with all the injuries he's dealt with, at some point in time, the man was going to say, okay, you know what? My body's had enough. When did you ever address it? Never. And then it became this emotional decision with Dez Bryant. You know what? Screw him. I don't like him. Jason, this is Scott Linehan. I hate Dez Bryant. Get his ass out of here. All right, Scott, you're my guy. I'm going to get him out of here. Hey, Steven, this is Jason Garrett. We need to get rid of Dez. Can we get rid of Dez? Sure, he's done. He's out of here. You're my guy. He's out of here. And the replacement plan was, there wasn't one. And as a result, the Cowboys' offense is hot freaking trash. 7 times in their last 9 games, they have failed to throw for 200 yards. Total. The whole game. That's like practically freaking impossible. You can't throw for 200 yards? Just put a brown bag over your head. Cut out eyes. That's pathetic. How the hell does Linehan still have his job? We know how Jason Garrett has his job. How the hell does Scott Linehan have his job? It makes no sense. That team's offense is freaking abysmal. And that's why they're going to lose to the Giants. Even though the Giants have Ereck Flowers serving as turnstile A at right tackle. If I'm the Cowboys, DeMarcus Lawrence never lines up on the left side of the offense. Always on the right side, always against Ereck Flowers, because Ereck Flowers is god-awful. And Ereck Flowers doesn't even care that he's god-awful. He's like, I got my check, bleep you, bleep you, bleep you. ZFG in all its fire and glory. Cowboys are going to lose at home to the Giants. Let's get into the Texans and the Titans next. Late Hits.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, so on the text line, someone says, if you have extra money to wager, take the over in Army Hawaii. Texter says he's loved it all week. He said it's one of A.J. Hoffman's locks of the week. He also said he is perfectly fine with any and all cowboy bashing. Somebody texted in, Dez didn't want a pay cut. You don't know that because he was never offered one. In fact, the Cowboys admitted they never offered him the option of a pay cut. It was just, thanks, sayonara, door. So you can take that line of BS and you know where to put it. Don't come at me with that BS. He didn't want a pay cut. Never got the offer. Sorry. Not here. Now bring that nonsense in my neighborhood. Lamont says, how are you going after the Cowboys when the Giants look like poo? Well, the Giants look like less poo than the Cowboys. And teams' fortunes change from week to week. And I've even admitted the Giants' offensive line, right tackle, Ereck Flowers, he's poo. And that if I were the Cowboys, I'd have DeMarcus Lawrence rip him apart all day long. But even with that, I think the Giants allowed to score. The Cowboys, can't score. Who the hell are the Cowboys throwing to? And they better figure out Ezekiel Elliott gets the ball 30 times a game really soon. Because, what do you have, 15 carries? You kidding me. Yeah, Scott Linehan, jackass. You know what? The Texans look like poo too, but I fully expect the Texans not only to win this week, but double digits. I'm looking for a beatdown. I am looking for a Texans beat down on the Titans. I don't care that, Mike Vrabel was the linebacker coach here for 3 years and he was a DC here for a year. I don't care about any of that. I don't care how much of the offense he knows. I expect the Texans to beat his ass on Sunday. They're starting right tackle, Taylor Lewan, out. They're starting right tackle, Jack Conklin, out. So you don't have your left tackle. You don't have your right tackle. Their third tackle is banged up, and he might not play. Any team that the Texans go against that doesn't have their two starting tackles, and you got J.J., J.D., and Whitney all on the field at the same time, they better kick their ass. I don't want to hear any excuses. I don't want to hear any nonsense. I don't want to hear about rust. I don't want to hear about injury. I don't want to hear about scheme. I don't want to hear about anything. I expect J.J., J.D., and Whitney to open up a six-pack of ass whip on that offensive line and spill it all over the damn place. There'll be no excuses. And they don't even got Delanie Walker, so their best receiver, they ain't got him either. I don't care if Johnson Badamosi winds up playing like 75% of the snaps at corner because Kevin Johnson, who can't cover anybody anyway, is out with a concussion and Kayvon Webster is still not cleared from his Achilles. I don't care if you're putting special. They better whip their ass. There are no excuses. No Delanie Walker, no Taylor Lewan, those are Pro Bowl tackles. And Mariota's got a bad elbow. And you got Vrabel saying, well, we might see Blaine Gabbert in there too. Please, for the love of God, put Blaine Gabbert in the game. That guy stinks. That's like Tom Savage level. Give me all the Blaine Gabbert I can have, please. This had better absolutely be a beatdown. They better win this game by 2 touchdowns. I don't want to hear any BS. I almost said words I can't say. I don't want to hear any BS at all. The Texans should absolutely kick the crap out of Tennessee. Mariota was lousy last year. All right, now he's got a bad elbow. So what can Tennessee do? They're going to run the football with big old Derrick Henry behind what tackle? Backup city. The quarterback's banged up. Their best receiver and tight end is out. Their two starting tackles are out. They shouldn't be able to do a damn thing. Now, the defense isn't bad. It's not great. It's not bad. Deshaun did hang 57 on them last year. That's not a small amount of points, by the way. Will Fuller is supposed to play. So there's Hop, there's Fuller, there's Lamar Miller. There better be points on the board. They need to get the ball out of Deshaun's hands a little faster. And Deshaun needs to be Deshaun, not whatever the hell that was last week. We need the real Deshaun Watson. We have real Deshaun Watson and Fuller's healthy, or at least healthy enough to run nines. The Texans should win this game by 2 scores. Tennessee should have trouble moving the ball, period, the end. Don't have either tackle. Walker's their best receiver. The tight end is their best receiver. You don't have to worry about linebackers covering tight ends this week. No Rob Gronkowski kicking your ass this week. No Delanie Walker kicking your ass this week. I don't know who the hell they're going to play. It doesn't matter. This better be a beatdown. We're going to get into odds, best plays, games to bet, games to avoid with John Campbell of Oddshark.com. It's next. This is Late Hits.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, we are the only live, local, and consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. It's an Ask Me Anything Friday. We are awaiting John Campbell of Oddshark.com. He actually joined us for the first time last week when I filled in for Charlie on Friday of last week, and he joined us during that time slot. But he's going to join us every Friday night. And talk about, you know, some of the best trending stuff that's going on, you know, plays, games he likes, stuff like that. So it'd be pretty cool. We'll get him to give us some plays for NFL. We'll get him to give us some plays for college football, the games that he thinks are our best plays and stuff like that. And for those of you who are experts on, you know, gambling, well, you get to chime in with, you know, let me know what you think. And for those of you who are noobs, well, you and I are both kind of learning at the same time. So that gives us a chance to, you know, pick the brains of guys who are experts and see what they think are the best games to bet on and stuff like that. So gives us a little opportunity. We'll talk to John as soon as we can, pin him down. But we expect to have him on hopefully very soon. Harrison is working on it. In the meantime, on the text line, I get a text. It says, hey, be easy. I was just the one that was texting you about Army Hawaii and cowboy hating. But I'm a Titans fan. Stop beating up my team. Equal opportunity smack talker. Just. Not going to lie. I will talk junk on every... Hell, I talk junk on my own teams. If I can talk junk on the Giants, I can talk junk on your team. So, we'll have a little bit of fun with that. I see that Dre and Victor are talking smack on each other on Twitter again. That train is never late. We'll have some fun with it. Now if you're a Titans fan or you're a Texas fan, I want to know what you're thinking about this game on Sunday. Where do you see the Texans getting the victory? How big do you see it? Like I said, I think they should beat them down. And not beating them down will be very disappointing to me. If the Texans do not win by at least two scores. Now, technically, two scores can be a touchdown field goal, but I'm really looking for a two-touchdown win. If they don't win by at least two scores, I'm going to be disappointed because the Titans are way too beat up to not beat them down. All right, we will get to the phones. Harrison, who's on the phone? Harrison. Cooper! From parts unknown, you're on Late Hits. What's up, Coop?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Doing all right, brother. What's on your mind?
All right. I got a question. Do you think these NFL teams had too many ways to be relevant You know, because back in the day, you know, to be relevant, you had to win. Now it seems like you don't have to win no more to be relevant. It can either be a coach being fired, you know, it can be a signing of a player. And the game is just like, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, I think expectation to win is also a part of it. And also, you know, we'll go back to when we were younger. You didn't have one-tenth of the media outlets that you have now. There was no social media. When we were kids, I mean, sports talk radio was only, you know, the first sports talk radio only opened in 1987 in New York City. So, and it was on the worst signal ever. It was on 10:50 a.m. The transmitter is completely fakakta. It's been that way forever. They're never going to fix it. That's why, you know, that station eventually moved over to 66 a.m. on WFAN. But the original WFAN was on 10:50 a.m. and their signal was god awful. And they used to fly guys from all over in talk national sports, and they couldn't understand why, you know, nobody was listening. Because you had different guys from all over the country coming in, talking about their regions and stuff like that. And when they figured out that local sports was the way to go, all of a sudden they started making money. But, you know, you're talking about sports talk radio only in its infancy in 1988, 1989. I was a junior in high school. So, you know, and that was only in baby phase. It didn't even start to get into the big cities until we got into the early 90s. I'm already in college or out of college. And most major markets didn't have a single sports radio station. The only way to get local sports, really, was your local paper. And if you wanted really good out-of-town coverage, the only option you had was USA Today. Like, that was it.
Now, like another question I have to ask you is, like, two out of the three free agents that the Texans and the Cowboys could have picked up, like Reed, Dez Bryant, and even Peterson before he signed with Washington, you know, I mean, those guys are relevant. I mean, why did he not sign with nobody yet?
Well, Dez is, you know, trying to get the situation that he wants. He really wants to be able to play against the Cowboys. He really wanted to stay in the NFC East. The problem is the other NFC East teams probably aren't going to sign him. So now it's, okay, what can be the best possible situation for him? And now that you're already into the season and your contract is not going to be fully guaranteed unless it's written into the contract that it's fully guaranteed, there's no reason for him to rush into something. Why Eric Reed isn't signed? Well, we know because he took a knee. That's the one and only reason. Eric Reed's a Pro Bowl safety, and he can't get a workout, let alone a job. Why? Took a knee, being blackballed. Let's just call it what it is.
Wow, that's true.
Let's just call it what it is. Who's the other guy you're talking about?
I feel like they've been handed to the Texans. Like, here you go, Texans. You know, with the concussion with Kevin Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Now you can slide. What's the name back down to Kareem Jackson back to a cornerback, and then you can bring him. You know, let the brothers play together. You know, the two Reed brothers play together, and then on the offense, I'm looking at, you know, bringing in the Dez. We need that energy. We don't have that energy at that wide out position. We don't have it. I don't see it.
My thing is the Texans needed another reliable veteran receiver. For example, last week, no Will Fuller, no Kiki T. You had Hopkins and then dudes, right? I'm sorry. I mean, and I'm not trying to, you know, be mean to Bruce Ellington, okay? But he's a dude. He's not a big-time receiver. He had a couple of drops.
Right.
He didn't get great separation. I mean, he's not bad, but he's not a guy you can really rely on game in, game out. Dez Bryant is. And if you had Hopkins, Bryant, and Fuller every Sunday, that's the best riding, well, that's the best 1-2-3 in the league.
Yeah, I mean, because definitely where our problem come in, you know, being a Texans fan, is when we get in the red zone. What you going to do when you get – see, we have, you know, a quarterback in Washington that can get us to the red zone. Now, once we get to the red zone, who you going to throw the ball to when they know we got Hopkins? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's it. The Patriots.
They're going to eliminate Hopkins.
You saw the Patriots doubled them up every time. Patriots doubled Hopkins every time. And then you had to find somebody else. So, I mean, I would be all in for Dez. I don't think he'll pass the Bob McNair personality profile. Same thing with Adrian Peterson. Why isn't Adrian Peterson on the Texans? Bob McNair personality profile. Now, I don't think Adrian Peterson can tote the rock 26 times every week. And maybe that's what he wants because, you know, when he was a part-timer in New Orleans last year, he wasn't happy about it. So I don't know how long that marriage would have worked knowing that he would have been in a timeshare with Lamar Miller. But number one, he's never even getting a phone call, Bob McNair personality profile. And that's, you know, that's the long and the short of it. You know, they've got $23.5 million of cap space. They're just sitting on it. They're not doing anything with it. You can't tell me that you can't try to make your team better. They don't care. They got your money.
Yeah, not like, again, I think they just comfortable with being just relevant. You know what I'm talking about? Just, okay, guys, you know, we're here again. We got a pretty decent team. You know, man, come on, go out there and make the money play. You know, go and sign these people, man. Get them in. Because when the well run dry, who you going to sign?
I'm with
you. Some people we never heard of. Because I know that we have a history in Houston of going signing people we ain't never heard of before. And it never turns out like the Patriots, where they go sign somebody we ain't ever heard of. And they catching balls everywhere, scoring touchdowns, and we asking, how is the Patriots doing this here? You know, come on.
Coop, I'll tell you what, and I appreciate the phone call because we're up against the break. But
all right, bro.
The long and the short of it is, you know, they apparently are content to not be the best possible team they can be. They're content to just float
through.
Amen
to that, man.
And you look back at what they've done. You know, they've had opportunities. They don't want to pull it. And they could. I mean, it's not like they haven't spent the full cap before. They used to always spend the cap. The Texans having $6-8 million in cap space that used to be like norm. This year they have $4 million in cap space. And if you're gonna make the decision, well, you know what, we're not gonna address the offensive line, we're not gonna go out and sign tackles, we're just gonna throw it against the wall and hope what sticks and see what it is. Well, if you can't make it work with the guys that you have on the offensive line, if they can't block, then you have to find other ways to slow down the pass rush. That means having the best weapons that you possibly can in the offense between your running back position, between your wideouts, tight ends. You have the best players that you can get. You need to start doing more runs, more draws, more traps, more screens, you know, or more misdirection. You've got to do things that make guys read and react to a play as opposed to just pinning their ears back and coming for your quarterback. Yeah, I'm not reinventing the wheel here. Every team that can't block, all right, you run draws, you run traps, you run counters, you know, you run screens. You do all these things to suck the rush in and then just dump it right behind them or cut it right in the back door. And that's how you stop them from coming at you with the house all the time. They didn't do very much of that week one. I hope they'll figure out they got to do a little something different. You know, as we get into week two. Hitting into the home stretch next. It's Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You are listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, if you like to wager on sports, or maybe you're like me and you just wanted to get started, well, let me tell you about MyBookie.ag. Who you're betting with is just as important as who you're betting on. MyBookie is the online destination to get action on any game. Safe, reliable, in business for years, and when you win, they pay. In-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. You can even bet on the over-under on how many fantasy points a player is going to score. You can literally bet on anything. So go to MyBookie.ag, get your account started right now. Use promo code radio and they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's doubling your money on your first deposit. Dollar for dollar, use promo code radio to get the offer. Go to mybookie.ag today, promo code radio. Dollar for dollar, they match your initial deposit. You play, you win, you get paid with MyBookie. All right, we're going to wrap things up here. 713-780-3776 two-way sports talk hotline, 713-780-ESPN. HRMP listener line on the phone, on the text, on the Twitter, at PCreighton1. Right now, we've got approximately 8 minutes left in the show. So you have 8 minutes to call me and ask whatever it is that you want. I will answer absolutely anything that you ask. And all I ask is that when you ask it, you don't use words that Harrison has to dump. We're already kind of walking a thin line because yesterday somebody said a bad word and it might have made it out on air. So I don't want to get fired. So what I need you to do is you ask me whatever it is that you want to ask, but you have to keep it PG-13. That's all I ask. Otherwise, have at it. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. On the text line, Titans fan says, he understands that the beat up. Listen, I'm not saying that you're not a realistic fan. I don't want you to feel that way. You're right. If the Texans do not handle business against the beat to hell Titans, questions need to be answered. And that is totally why I'm saying I think the Texans are going to kick their ass, because they are beat to hell. You don't have both starting tackles and you don't have your best receiving weapon in tight end Delaney Walker. You don't have those three dudes. And Mariota's got a bad elbow. Man, the Texans defense better eat. And they better eat like crazy. It better not be close. Otherwise, there's going to be some questions. Somebody had texted in, best show on the station. Man, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much for the kind words. That's very cool. Thank you. Right now, on the phone, on the hotline, Tony is on Late Hits. What's up, Tony?
Hey, I'm actually the guy that texted that. But my question is if you were to throw Charlie Palillo and Joel Blank in a UFC-style octagon and they had to go three rounds, who do you think would win?
Oh, well, that's not really fair. I mean, Joel is much bigger than Charlie. That is not a fair fight. You know, Joel's a bigger dude. Joel's still in really good shape. Charlie's a lot older. And, like, Joel's got to outweigh him by 80 pounds. And Joel's probably at least 6 inches taller. That's not a fair fight. That's cold. That's heartless and cruel. I mean, it's funny as hell, but it's heartless and cruel. Come on, Tony. All right, that was a good call. I like that. That's a good call. That was solid. Poor Charlie. Every time I fill in for Charlie, I feel bad for him because, you know, while Charlie probably grows about 3 inches and gets more hair, he also how much weight do you think Charlie gains? Like 75 pounds every time I host for him? Poor guy. I'm in for Charlie on Wednesday next week, no less, too. So poor Charlie's getting fat again. Nothing he can do about it. Man, I appreciate the sentiments and I appreciate the call. It's fun. You know, and that's it. We're just having fun. Nobody's trying to be mean. We're just having some fun. It's okay to talk trash. I mean, look, if I was sitting here right now, like with Joel and Barry and Lance and like AJ, we'd all be sitting here just talking crap on each other. Now, I might have to have Joel on this side of the table and AJ on that side of the table, but we'd all just sit here talking junk on each other. It's just fun. If you missed our interview with Teddy Atlas was straight fire, breaking down Triple G and Canelo. It's up on Twitter right now on the ESPN 97.5 Twitter account. If you're not following ESPN 97.5 on Twitter, A, fix it. B, listen to that audio if you missed it. That was an absolutely fire interview, Teddy Atlas was gold. All right, I can tell you that interview was awesome, and that interview, the awesomeness of that interview had zero to do with me. That was all Teddy doing what he does best, busting down that fight. Now, so far, everybody that I've talked to here at the station is all on Triple G. Harrison, you on Triple G or Canelo?
With the caveat that I don't know a lot about boxing, I like Canelo. I've always liked Canelo. I think he's going to get him back.
You know, Trace, I'm going for Canelo because he has red hair and the redheads have to stay together. This is, you're rooting for Canelo.
No, I'm rooting for Canelo. I like what Teddy had to say about him being a little quicker. You know, I like that.
Yeah, so I'm on Triple G. Triple G definitely won the first fight. And I don't like De La Hoya. I think as a promoter, De La Hoya is a massive bitch. He's also two-faced and he lies. He sat there and told us how what a great spectacle, what a great event, how awesome it would be if Conor McGregor fought Canelo Alvarez. This would be great for both sports. It'd be an amazing event. And then when McGregor fought Mayweather instead, he said, this is a fraud. This is a sham. It's a disgrace to boxing. Nobody should even watch this. Why? Because it wasn't your fighter? Exactly. Go stick some kitchen utensils back up your butt, weirdo. You know what? You can't be married and then hiring hookers. You know, I'm sorry, Insta thoughts to come stick kitchen utensils in your butt. I'm sorry. You're freaking nasty. You are freaking nasty. I'm usually perfectly fine with people, whatever your thing is, it's your business. I'm not about anybody else. You know, listen, you want to get freaky, that's your business. But you got pictures of you and these girls on the internet doing that nasty old stuff. Dude, you are foul. And I will not root for any fighter you have. Sorry. And Canelo not knowing that the meet in Mexico had clenbuterol on it, BS. Knew damn well. And you heard Teddy say, of course he knew. Look how much bigger he was. You know, 5 pounds, 6 pounds in a fight. That's a lot of a weight in a fight. Now he's going to have to fight like an actual guy moving up to 160. And I think he's going to have trouble with the size and the weight and the strength of Triple G. I think he's going to have a little trouble with it. That's okay. I hope Triple G stops him. And the reason I hope Triple G stops him is, one, I don't want him to get robbed by those ridiculous judges who came with just ridiculousness. I want them to stop them. Corey, you're on Late Hits. We got like a minute left, buddy. What's on your mind?
All right, man. I got two questions. Do you play fantasy football?
I do, in fact, play fantasy football.
All right. Second question. Standard or PPR?
PPR.
Why?
Because it's more fun.
I agree. Don't get me wrong, 100%. I kind of got suckered into a league where it's standard, and I didn't know, and I already put up the money for it. And, yeah, I prefer PPR as well. I just didn't know if you have specific reasons on why.
No, it's more fun. It's more fun. It gives you more options. It makes more guys relevant. It gives a little more relevance to guys who maybe wouldn't have been otherwise. So, like, PPR, if you're not playing PPR, you know, the league's kind of boring.
I agree. I feel like PPR is not only more fun, but just kind of more advanced, I guess you could say. Anyway, thanks for the call.
No problem, Corey. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Want to say thank you to all our callers. Want to say thank you to Teddy Atlas, boxing analyst, joining us. Brett Coleman of the Film Room joining us today. Hardcore Harry on the other side of the glass. And all of you on a payday Friday, go out, get your beverage, get your food on, get your drink on. Have fun. Enjoy the night. We'll see you Monday.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.